Sam sees the kiss and smiles. She never saw Julia like this, never saw displays of affection between them. And it's reassuring, life-affirming, to see that two people can be this happy, this loving. This is what she will have with Dan. This is what her future holds.
You're terrible!
A tinny voice drifts across the kitchen and all three of them jump, laughing as they see the baby monitor perched on the shelf. Sam moves over to turn it off. After all, it's hardly fair to eavesdrop. She's not even halfway there when Jill's voice continues.
That poor Sam has got the hugest crush on you, and you're encouraging it, you naughty boy.
All three of them freeze in horror.
I know.
Dan's voice emerges, laughter and pity intertwined.
The poor cow's having multiple orgasms whenever she looks at me.
Oh, don't be mean. I think it's quite sweet.
Only because of what she looks like. If she were 5'9" and gorgeous, you wouldn't think it so sweet.
They both laugh softly as Sam prepares to throw up. She wants to switch it off, to pretend this isn't happening, but she can't move.
True, but be nice, and do stop leading her on. I know it's your favourite game, but those puppy dog looks are getting too much even for me.
I know, it is a bit pathetic, isn't it?
You're just jealous, Dan says softly.
Come here.
The sound of them kissing jerks Sam out of her inertia, and she flicks the monitor off, turning to catch the shocked expression on Maeve's and Mark's faces.
Excuse me, she whispers as she turns to flee from the room. I think I'm going to be sick.